Welcome to the Wisconsin Family Connection. Stay tuned to hear Wisconsin Family Council President Emeritus Jelaine Appling reveal how the important legislative and cultural issues of our day affect you and your family.
Our nation is divided. Charlie Kirk's assassination cast a spotlight on the growing ideological polarization. But in the midst of these dark times, an exciting response is growing. Rather than being silenced, many Christians and conservatives have been inspired to share and discuss their beliefs with others. Defending our beliefs with grace and truth requires skill and strategy. Recently, Christian conservative speaker, podcaster, and author, 33-year-old Allie Beth Stuckey, demonstrated very well how Christians ought to engage in productive and Christ-honoring discussions. Last month, Stuckey gathered with 20 self-identified progressive Christians for a debate. Throughout the debate, Allie and the other participants discussed transgenderism, abortion, toxic empathy, progressivism, and God's design for marriage. The debate has been on YouTube less than 2 weeks and has already received over 2 million views. In the thousands of comments, many viewers note that it is the most respectful debate they've ever seen and praise Allie for her compassion, conviction, and clarity. Her performance in this debate provides a great example for Christians desiring to grow in their ability to engage those with whom they disagree. A key takeaway from the debate is that we must listen well. Too often when we are passionate about a topic, we jump into the argument without listening. Failing to listen only engenders frustration rather than constructive conversation. Throughout the debate, Allie listened respectfully to her opponents and sought to understand their arguments before responding. Her performance demonstrates that when we listen, we are much more likely to understand the other person's argument and get to the heart of the disagreement. Additionally, we must know our position. Allie demonstrated a thorough knowledge of each of her positions and was armed with scripture, defending the reasons for her hope. She had taken the time beforehand to thoroughly study her arguments and was ready to answer each attack, while also demonstrating compassion. No matter how much we disagree with someone, we must not give in to hateful or derogatory comments. Rather, like Allie, we must seek to understand where our opponents are coming from and display compassion toward each person. These opportunities also require us to practice the biblical admonition to speak the truth in love, realizing that speaking the truth is loving. Our society idolizes acceptance and relabels it as love. As Christians, we may be called unloving because we stand against such things as transgenderism, abortion, and homosexuality. Despite these accusations, we must remember that condoning what is wrong and hurtful is ultimately unloving. Speaking the truth is difficult and can feel harsh at times, but when spoken in the right manner, it fits the true definition of love. Finally, we must hold firm to our convictions. Our faith is rooted in God's infallible, inerrant, eternal word, and our confidence comes from trusting in Him. Throughout the debate, Allie unapologetically held to Scripture. Her compassion was not compromised. She listened and responded with firm conviction and the courage that comes from the Word of God. Her unwavering stand is an example worthy of emulating. While many like Allie have boldly spoken the truth for years, Charlie Kirk's assassination has inspired a new generation of Christians and conservatives to raise their voices, including one of our very own Lead Wisconsin campers. Charlie Brown is just 13 years old, but he is already making an impact simply by speaking out. He began the We Are Charlie mission, encouraging teens to think freely and to engage in public discourse. Since Charlie's original video went viral, he has spoken in a number of venues and has rapidly expanded his platform. In a recent interview, Charlie named Lead Wisconsin as a top experience that empowered him to begin his mission. After 5 years of Lead Wisconsin, we're excited to see God using many of our alumni to boldly speak the truth now and to see what the future holds for Charlie and others. As Christians, we recognize that the truth, especially the gospel, will always be unpopular. But we also know the Bible commands us to boldly proclaim truth. While we may not have thriving social media presences like Allie or Charlie, we can each impact our sphere of influence by boldly and lovingly proclaiming the truth. For Wisconsin Family Council, this is Jelaine Appling reminding you that God, through the prophet Hosea, said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge."
This has been the Wisconsin Family Connection with Jelaine Appling, President Emeritus of Wisconsin Family Council. Our address is Post Office Box 14440, Madison, Wisconsin, 53708. Call us toll-free at 888-378-7395. For a transcript of this or other programs, visit us online at wifamilycouncil.org. Thanks for joining us.